Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. Hey, I'm Mike Campbell, and it's so good to be with you. This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to share the Word of God.
It is a great
day. This is PM in the AM, where we bring you the Word of God that encourages you and builds you up.
Yeah, it's a great day. And we witnessed the transfer of power yesterday, and now we're excited. We were excited to be an American yesterday. We're excited. We were excited the day before that. Hey, listen, I've been around the world. America's still
the best country.
It's the best country. I shouldn't say that. I got a lot of my friends in other countries. I love visiting their countries, but I'm glad I'm an American, all right?
But we should all love the country that we're born in.
Sure.
And have loyalty to. So.
Why not? So praise be to God, from whom all blessings flow. We're talking about understanding grace this week, aren't we, Jada?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm graceful toward Jada. She is always pushing me to the edge, and I could fly off the handle, but I have exercised great grace. That's not really true.
And I have exercised grace.
That is really true. And so anyway, you know, grace is, theologically, it is a doctrine, and it is something that's important. Now, it's more than a doctrine, but it's important that we understand that grace is not a passive disposition or attitude that God has toward us. I mean, he is very aggressive with his grace toward us.
You know, the fact that he gave up his own son to give us grace, it was gracious on his part, but he is giving us grace. Unmerited favor, favor that we did not earn, we did not deserve,
That's right.
We didn't even know to ask for.
Well, the angels pronounced it. He said, to all men, it has appeared to all men. And then read this out of Titus chapter 2 is our main verse.
It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. There's the grace. Gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself special people, zealous for good work. That's a lot of scripture.
That's so good that he might redeem us. What did that say? That
from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special. You know, purifying us, he's purifying us, zealous for good works. And this is unmerited, undeserved, unearned love, unearned favor that he has done this for us. And then we, as it says up here, the grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. Then it teaches us how to do that.
Now, the angel said to the shepherds, the salvation was for all men. Mm-hmm. Titus says this grace of God has appeared to all men.
Right.
Now, let me clarify something. Not all men have acknowledged it, but it doesn't make it true that it has appeared to all men.
Doesn't make it untrue.
Untrue, right. Right, doesn't make it untrue.
Doesn't That's make right. it Thank untrue. For, Just because people aren't walking in
That's
the grace
right.
doesn't mean that it hasn't been given. It's like somebody coming along and open up a bank account and put money in an account in your name. And if you never go to the bank and take something out,
it's
still sitting there waiting for you to have a benefit of it. But if you never actually go and take any out, you're not getting the benefit of it.
Yeah.
So it's there for you.
It's funny. I read of a homeless person who died. And then when they began to investigate the homeless person, they found out who it was. And then they found out that they actually had millions of dollars in the bank. And so they weren't out there on the street because they were broke. All right. They were out there on the street for other reasons. But now the person didn't go into the bank and access the blessing that he had, which is what Jada is talking about.
Right.
So it's important that we understand that this grace has to be exercised by every person. It's the favor of God. It's God saying, yes, I am for you. I am. And when you say yes to his grace, now he's in you. Now he's for you. And now he's moving through you.
Yeah.
And that's where the grace of God begins to multiply. Mm-hmm. So we saw yesterday that where grace or where sin abounds, grace abounds that much more. Mm-hmm. All right. And so it's important that we understand that. Can you read that 5:20 and 21? You had it in the ESV, I think.
I did.
You were going to point something out in the ESV, Romans 5.
Yeah, in the ESV. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life. And I think one thing we want to, you know, point out is, you know, grace abounds when sin abounds, but we don't, and there's a scripture, I think, next, that we don't sin more because we know, you know, because right. we have an out, because we have an escape. So we're going to sin more because we know grace is there. It really, grace teaches us how to live a righteous and sober and godly life. It's not because, you know, we don't just increase our sin because we know we can get away with it. Here it is, Romans 6:1.
That's it.
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
Now,
so when you've been cleaned of it, we shouldn't be going back in it.
And remember yesterday we talked about the lasciviousness, the leftovers of rebellion, and how we still have that inside of us. And that's where renewing the mind comes in, because God wants to get that out of us. And because it's still left over in us. That's why Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, that's what I end up doing. I mean, that's how most of us are. But listen to me, as we press into God, as God's grace begins to increase in our life, because it increases, you want to get that 2 Peter chapter 1?
Yeah.
You had that, and let's read that to the people.
It says here in 2 Peter 1, 2, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God.
There it is.
And our Lord Jesus Christ.
As you grow in the knowledge of God, more grace begins to operate in your life. And when more grace operates in your life, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now, it drives over out the leftovers of that rebellion,
right.
that lasciviousness, that King James word that nobody wants to pronounce.
Right.
It begins to drive out the leftovers of rebellion. In fact, somewhere in here.
And New King James says it this way, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. So as knowledge comes, grace increases, and then sin decreases because you're living in this grace and learning how to live this the way God has expected
That's
us
good.
To live.
So if lasciviousness is the lack of moral restraint, grace is the power to live a moral restraining life.
Right.
All right. It gives us the ability to live in the right manner and in the right way. So your grace is not something that's founded on human performance or compliance to the works of the law. Human performance and grace are at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right.
Human performance tries to earn its way to God. You cannot do that.
Right.
Grace empowers you to please God.
Right.
Golly, geez.
And you know, we've talked about changing the way we think. I mean, I think a lot of times our focus is renewing the mind, changing how you think, getting the human thinking out.
Yeah.
So grace is not how we think as a human. Grace is how we think like God,
a
godly way of thinking. We can't combine the human way of thinking and try to live the grace life as well.
That's right.
We have to be in the Word of God to change the way we think.
Yeah, and the last point we need to make on this today is that grace is not cheap.
No, it's not.
It's not cheap. It costs God everything. Some people devalue and show disrespect to the grace of God. You know, free grace is a misleading term. It's not free to the person who buys it. God purchased the grace with his son, Jesus, all right? His blood was sacrificed so that we could have forgiveness of sin, and his body was broken so that we could have healing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. This is the divine exchange. He took our place in death so we could take his place in life and live in the favor of God. Remember when Jesus was a child, The Bible says he grew in stature and favor.
That's right.
He grew in stature and favor. And so it's important that we get this concept. Tomorrow's going to be exciting because we're going to begin to talk about what grace it really is. And I'm going to tell you what, we got some good things to show you about the goodness of God. All right, let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray today, Father God, that Lord, we'll realize that grace is the empowerment to be pleasing to you and puts us over in life to help us conquer the leftovers of rebellion that are working in our life. Thank you now for the grace of God. Let it empower us in a greater measure through your knowledge. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your share and your like.
Whoa,
and
there
your,
we go, right there.
And your follow. Make sure that you click your buttons down there so that people in your family and your friend circle can get connected with PM in the AM, where we bring you the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure if you're on YouTube that you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Join us again tomorrow right here. Same bat time, same bat channel for more of PM in the AM. God bless, everybody.
God bless.